Let's start on page Chav Gimel.
Chav Gimel. There are a few more Chavis Talmidim. I mean, a few more Svarim. Somebody needs.
The Rebbe was discussing the need to begin to learn Darchei Chassidus at a very early age because of the development, the premature development of the imaginative capacity of children in modern times. We were talking a lot about that and trying to understand the Rebbe's evaluation of the change that's taken place in the way children look at themselves and see reality from the older times and now, and as a result of that, the changes that we have to make in the way that we're mechanef the children, and of course it all applies to ourselves as well. So, from an early age, the children now have a sense of independence, or they believe that they're able to make their own decisions and to seek their own path, and they're from the earliest time in life, they're already beginning to explore a range of emotions that they're really not capable of dealing with. And if we're not going to make the effort to direct their emotions, these unripe emotions, if we don't direct them to holiness, so then they're going to, God forbid, leave the path of Yiddishkeit and have nothing to do with Torah Mitzvahs, Chas V'Shalom. So on the bottom of Chav Gimel, so in the Pardes Rimonim of the Ramak, Echa Gvonim Umarus HaGufoni Yis Polos B'morim. The Ramak has a really very amazing discussion on the subject of colors. I mean, every color is connected to a different midah, to a different hanhaga in the world and within oneself, and the different effects of colors. When a person is trying to awaken the midas chesed and to connect to the midas chesed, yislabish levonim, then white is the color of chesed. So you should wear white clothing. Then red clothing. And so on. And the Ramak has a long discussion of the different midas and the different colors. And the Ramak says there, besides the deeper Kabbalistic meaning of all of this, that if a person looks with his eyes at the water rushing, the current of water, river or something, that itself awakens that quality within himself that's connected to moisture and whatever that means, this koach of the levana, this koach of the levana within himself. In other words, the visual experience is one that has a tremendous impact upon one's ruach, one's feelings, one's ruach. V'chein ha'inyin b'zeh, kashi yishayte tamayin b'sich like, yimse el ha'inyin asher esa yodos, kimi ha'gvonim ha'nirim le'inayim, ha'mitztayrim b'seichel b'gufoni yispali ruchani. The Ramak says that this is something that we all know, we understand, we see this is obvious, that what one sees with one's eyes has tremendous effect upon one's, even one's body, and yispol haruchni, and upon one's ruach, va'nefesh ta'era l'ruach va'ruach l'neshama, and from that visual experience, the body makes that contact with the nefesh. The nefesh then is ma'ira, it awakens the ruach, And the Ruach awakens the Neshama. V'haneshama mitzias the mitzias ashet es alam akamini kosa, until the person can be somehow, that physical experience that he saw with his eyes is a way somehow of transporting him, of lifting him up to a place of the neshama is taken and makamini kosa at the place to connect to the one, to the only one, to the one from where the neshama comes. The neshama and its source. Ad kal neshama, this is the Ramak. So the Rebbe explains. Ze yisayd achsidus. This is the underlying and fundamental principle basis of all of chsidus. She yispoil v'yislahev. That one should be able to look at this world, to experience this world, not to reject the world, not to turn away from the world, but instead to be able to use this world as a means of transporting oneself back to the source of all worlds. And whoever is even touched upon the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov and his students knows that that's the aside of all the chassidus. Which to us, after hearing it for so long, sounds like it's obvious, but it was really revolutionary, although it's not new in Torah. We see this is from Chazal and the Rishonim and the Mekubalim, but it's something that had sort of been put on the back burner, and as a result of that, it could be, again, in the earlier generations, at earlier times, the simple Jews, the Amcha, did not require that type of stimulation, as much stimulation as we need, or to tap into this koach of being stimulated by this world and it moving us towards a higher world. Because it could be that in earlier times, the Hamonam were able to access the higher world without having to go through these kind of steps. Or that the outside world didn't have that much sway over them, didn't appeal to them that much at an early age. But now everybody's misspoiled from everything that they see around them. So the Rebbe says, "Ubedvarim nemuchim yaschil," that one has to begin, "Bedvarim nemuchim," meaning one begins at the lowest level. "V'hisrakshiyos gufonius," and from those physical types of stimulation, yisagel is ayurban lekedusha, that a person can use that physical stimulation and the emotional stimulation to come to madrega of spiritual stimulation, to holiness. Vav imrak hisayrus gufanisi, and even if it doesn't get past that earliest stage, hanefesh tayr leruach varuach neshama. So he says, "V'zach chilik ben katan l'gadol," and this is the difference between a child and an adult. A chassid agadol, a mature chassid, afim maschil esayra. Even though he is initially at the very beginning awakened by some sort of, in other words, he's excited by some physical thing, lisragish, lispoil midover gufani, by seeing something or experiencing something, that's how the hisayrus begins. Af b'shor shoyse pulus gufanius. So the advanced chassid, the mature chassid, knows how to enter into these physical experiences. For instance, kishsi esayai in sarav ben chassidim, that which became more common among the chassidim, to drink together, to have some mashke together. Uchemine machshavis la'eres atzmo, and different types of simple machshavis, simple things, machshavis, that we spoke about in the Rebbe's writings in Bnei Machshava Tova. That we saw that sometimes a person who's having a hard time thinking holy thoughts during the davening, forget about holy thought. He's just having a hard time, you know, getting off the street and to enter into the words of tefillah. So we see from the Kadmon, from the Chayzer from Lublin and other tzaddikim and the Av Yisrael and the Kedushas Levi, that by thinking even of simple matters, thinking of one's family and how one loved one's wife and children, thinking from the love of one's child, that opens up a certain, I mean, that's not Ahavas Hashem. But by thinking about one's children, or the Rebbe spoke, but even something like some good deal when Dini Mominis, some financial deal that worked out and the person was excited about it. But the mature chassid is able to set off that excitement and to move immediately and comfortably into Ruchnius. Those people who just sit around drinking schnapps and the only place the only place for a lot of those people the schnapps is taking them into a lower place. The schnapps is not taking them to stam to drink, but the avoid of the chassidim was that through that hisayrus, through that simple hisayrus, it leads nefesh to ruach. And we worked in the neshama, and the neshama to the makor hachayim, to the source of all life, and that's something that one was able to see and to feel the chush with the older chassidim in those days when it was the way it was supposed to be, and maybe now in some hidden small groups. But lo yishar b'sarus hagufani slavad. He doesn't just stay with a bottle of vodka. He's not stuck in some like physical experience. But you have, I remember the first time that I really saw this, 21 years ago, I really didn't grow up in this way. So we were in the mountains, and you watch these Nebuch, these women that the whole week long they're slaving, well, I'm just with the kids and making them crazy. And finally the tzaddikim come up, right? Like 2 hours before Shabbos, an hour and a half before Shabbos, the tzaddikim begin to pull in. And the first thing I was watching these guys, like the troops that come in, they say hello to the kid, hello, they have some tchotchke, hello to the wife. Tomer chaim zochu. He sits himself on the porch, time the wife has to bring out something. Tomer chaim zochu means from Shabbos, from the Macholi Shabbos, right? Tomer chaim zochu, the taste of the Shabbos food a little bit before Shabbos. So, I'm thinking like, and then I looked into it and I saw that this talk of this Ninyan, of course, and in Halacha as well, to taste the Shabbos Macholim, and I don't know, I don't think that's what they meant by Tamer Chaim Zuchi, and this is like Stam, to fresh in a piece of Kugel a half hour before candle lighting, there is Ninyan of tasting the Shabbos Macholim, and I wish I could have been there when the Kedushas Levi did that. But I don't think it was the same thing that I saw over there, in the mountains. It's not the same thing. By a tzaddik. But this is like the Ikra HaVaida. So those are the things, in other words, what's said is that it's true that the Derech HaBal Shem Tov emphasized so much using this world as a means of reaching a higher world. So that's what like the Heintik, that's like a lot of what we've taken from that. So it's beautiful, what the Chassidim meant by having Stiebluch. So you went to every town in Poland and there was a Gerish Stiebel and there was an Alexander Stiebel, right? And you went, and here in Galicia there was a Belza and a Jikova Stiebel and a Dinova Stiebel. You went, and every place you had Stiebluch, and you walk into a Stiebel, and it wasn't supposed to be like, that cold feeling of being in a temple, and it should be with a certain kind of a Balabatishkeit, and should be Hamish when you walk in and feel good. So the Hamishkeit, in other words, that warmth of a Stiebel, Baruch Hashem, you have now in the Stiebluch also. The warmth of a Stiebel. But what was that warmth in the Stiebluch, if you talk to the Jews, there were no Stiebluch in the Stolen, the Slonim of Stiebluch, and the Bells of Gerish Stiebluch, and Morrison and Lodge, and in Russia, those Stiebluch, yeah, it was with that feeling of warmth, and it was a glass of schnapps. But a davening? A screaming and a yelling, and a avoidant feeling and Torah with a brand. That's where it led. It wasn't just like our Stiebel is such a gewaltige place, and it's a good cholent, and we have a nice conversation. That warmth of the Chassidische Stiebel, they've taken Baruch Hashem. But that was a warmth that was supposed to take you somewhere else. It wasn't just, we have the best cholent on the block. We have a great bunch of guys, and it's all true. And the feeling of having a chevra, Avad, it's 100%, 100% to have a chevra, and with that chevra to feel, the camaraderie and the that's true. But that's all a means of avoda. And the chevra was like we saw B'nai Machshava Tov, that sitting Jews that, of course they're chaverim, and they can live together. And that's a big thing in Chassidus, the Rebbe talks about on the next page. To tell jokes and to, but all of that was to be able to form that, that, that kind of relationship that now we could sit and talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not that that was a tachlis. The tachlis was, you know, the guys. Like, we have a great bunch of guys over here. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is, no. So now you've developed these human relationships, like I spoke about last year, Shabbos HaGadol, the union of Shir HaShir. And from this lower level of Ahava, from the love of friends, that one is able to move forward and to open up and to develop those feelings of love for Torah and for Kadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael. But not just to be stuck in like some small place, which the Rebbe says right now, that's also a nice thing. And even if it ends up just being in that way, but that's not the tachlis. So that's what he says over here. Lo yishor b'sarus gufanis levad. But the tachlis is just to sit with a bottle of schnapps. That's not the tachlis. And I have this conversation with my children all the time. My children, Baruch Hashem, they love to sing. My wife's a daughter of a chazan, and all the girls, it's like a choir, and my son also, Baruch Hashem, has a beautiful voice, like to sing. So, you know, the second I enter in, it causes like a problem. Because my father was a dry cleaner, you understand? So I enter into the niggin, so they try to be good like the family, you know? One or two they don't try so hard, but most of them they try to be good about it. But it certainly does not, you know, I don't know how to find the key. I don't even know what that means. Because it sounds fine to me, but I don't know how to find that place. And they're all holding in a certain place. And then like it messes up the niggin. And then you'll have with the kids. I had this conversation with the mamish every Friday night. That they're having this, they're singing a beautiful thing, and one of the children tries to make a certain harmony, and the other one says, no, no, in the middle of the niggin, no, no, that's not. And I always say, Kindler, what about, is anybody here thinking about the words, could you raise your hand, anybody thinking about, or a thought of Kedusha? I understand we want to be the Midwood Road Choir. I said, you know, and we want to sound like, you know, beautiful, but you're forgetting that. I said, you're forgetting the tachlis of a niggun is dveikus, is to get close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if this is going to be just a choir, and it's beautiful to make sounds, but what's the tachlis of the niggun? The tachlis of a niggun is to go somewhere. A niggun is a tznua. It means a niggun consists of movements, and a movement is supposed to move you. Just like in Lashon HaKodesh, the letters have nekudas, and the nekudas is supposed to move you someplace. Right? And if the niggun is just, the tachlis of the niggun is to make a nice sound, so then it's not, it's still nice, it's still good, but it's not what the tzaddikim are talking about. It's not what the tzaddikim are talking about. So, you can't stay, he says, the mature chassid is lo yishar b'service gufanis. He doesn't just stay in the music, or stay with the baal shnaps, or stay, or like you have with the levushim, even thinking of the levushim. The levushim, see, this is a very big thing, how a person dresses, but it wasn't meant stam, like, you know, some sort of competition, or just a levush, a chitzonius, it has its role also, it has its place. Not that it's a yisai, but it has its place. But only as a means of getting somewhere. Not as a means of trying to outdo somebody else, or to look, so it's supposed to do something also to get somewhere. Right, take if your iris and nefesh baruch. So in the life of the mature chassid, so he was able to very quickly move from the level of guf to nefesh, to ruach, to neshama, to go to that place. Ad shagam nishmosa teserevet esgala bekibba bekalacha kifit matzov, and there would be his service of neshama, an awakening of neshama. The tzaddikim, the koyach of his bonus in this world, there are certain Rambams that are always quoted. So one of the Rambams is what the Rambam talks about in the beginning, but the Rambam talks about that a person, that he looks at this world, umiyad, and immediately when he looks at the world, he's filled with a love and an awe of the one who created all of this, right? See, it's like every guy, like, you know, remembers this Rambam, and he'll tell you, like, that's why he likes the world so much. Or that's why he's involved so much, and that's why, you know, he has to go to college when he's 16 and whatever. You know, all these things, right? Miyad, oyev. So, like, you know, that was the Rambam. And that's how the Rambam studied medicine and everything else that he studied. But whether or not you're transported by your, you know, by your, by your hour and a half in the cafeteria in college, whether or not you're taken to the same place as the Rambam, I don't know. Whether you're going to the same place the Rambam went when he was thinking about these things. When he was thinking. And the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, when he spoke about the Rebbe Reb Zusha, you know, the Rebbe Reb Zusha Kiyadua was a person of unbelievable hispilus and hisrachus. The Rebbe Reb Zusha and the Kedushas Levi were, you know, you couldn't keep them in one place for a second. The Rebbe Reb Zusha was mamish flying all the time. And it's also known that the Avodah of the Baal HaTanya was the Avodah of the Tanya was with more Messinas, was in a quieter way. Was in a quiet way. So once the Baal HaTanya was standing with a glass of tea, and somebody mentioned about the Avodah of the Rebbe Reb Zusha. And the Tanya stopped. They were very good friends. And the Tanya said, he says that Tzaddik, the Rebbe Reb Zusha, his Avodah is with his Srakshus and his Pilus, and all the Malochim, all the angels are mamish trembling from his Avodah. Alvazeloi Darki. He says, I have a different way. And when he started to talk, his son was there. So then the Tanya stopped when he was saying this, and he went into a Dveikus. And when the Tanya was in Dveikus, they didn't see his eyeballs, it became white. And it was a whole thing. And the son said that the Tanya was standing there with a hot glass of tea, like this for a few minutes, and then the glass of tea exploded, the glass. He didn't move. The whole glass of tea exploded all over the place. The son was there when it happened. But it went all over the place. He just was standing still. And the whole thing blew up. Whatever that means. With the avoid of tzaddikim. So he's saying, nah, I'm not like the Rebbe Bezusha. I'm very calm. You know, but in the meantime, you got to watch out for the tea if you're in the room. Right? It doesn't happen to me. I don't get carried away, the Tanya said. I'm in control. So you didn't see the evarim of the Baal HaTanya. You didn't see when he, even though it's machloikis, after Tanya was nifter, it was the derech of the, okay, but anyway, so the Tanya went in such a way where you didn't see the Srakshas, the Spilus in such a way, but the Rebbe Zushi and the Kedushas Levi are jumping and doing somersaults and everything. But this was the way of the tzaddikim. So, So the Rebbe explains that the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was lit from a fire, and the fire came from someplace else. In other words, even though the fire came from someplace else, but the Kohen would not leave the menorah. In other words, it didn't even have to. I mean, that's a discussion that we showed him. It didn't have to come from the Kohen, right? The hadlok of the menorah didn't have to be from the Kohen. But the Kohen wouldn't leave the menorah until what? That means that even though something doesn't have to come originally from a place of absolute holiness from the Kohen, but the Kohen sticks with it. He stays with it until the fire is mamish, a fire of the menorah. So it's the same thing with one's experiences in this world. It doesn't have to come from someplace that itself is holy. but the way of Chassidus is to stay with it until what? Until the fire is ignited. Vakotten. Now that's an adult. That's a mature chassid. Vakotten yochel yishar b'seiris v'svachshus gufanis. Now the thing with a child is the child will stay with the physical stimulation. So the child, let's say, you know, you'll go and you'll see something, you'll go into the Grand Canyon. And I was not there, but my parents always talk about it. And it was beautiful, it's beautiful. They were there like 25, 30 years ago, but they still talk about it. But that's a hisrakshus that, you know, a person has. So you take a child, and the child, you go with the child, and we stand there by the Grand Canyon, which is supposed to be so beautiful, you stand there, you look at the Grand Canyon, and whoo, and you have a hisrakshus from the beauty of it, and from there you begin to think, any one of us would think of my Rab, my Secha, Hashem, wow, Baruch Shalom made such a world. But the child's not necessarily going to that place of Marab Masach Hashem, but he has a physical, you know, he'll think, well, you know, he'll be excited about it, and like, you know, can we jump in? And he's, you know, he's thrilled by the experience, but that doesn't mean that it takes him to somewhere else. Still the Rebbe says, but that's also precious. Why? Because even that physical stimulation has within it a little bit of a ha'orah, a little bit of a ray. A little bit from the nefesh. In other words, even the most basic physical stimulation, even the simplest physical stimulation, as we spoke about a lot in B'nai Machshava Tova, is on some level the neshama trying to make its way into your life. You're excited, right? We spoke about that a lot. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you're excited. And that excitement also, dakim hadak, is a shaykhis to the nefesh, as opposed to being totally out of things and unstimulated and not of a shaykhis, not of any instructions. Mirochok aleha yizrach. This simple physical stimulation is the nefesh, and if it's the nefesh, it means it's connected to the ruach. Every ruach is connected to the neshama. Making it's coming from far away into your life. From far away. And that's what we spoke about, why isn't the people so meshuggah to go to movies and things like this? Why is so much, why is it so enjoyable? Because they're excited by things. They see things that they know, you look at a movie and all these kind of adventures and things going on. I'm talking about innocent and just stam, it's fun, whatever, chvesa, show, little rascals, whatever it is you like. I remember, this is like one of my earliest memories, is of my mother was watching some show and she was laughing, and my parents don't laugh much. And I heard my mother laughing, so I must have been watching the TV in the other room. So I went to see what's my mother so happy about. And I remember that it was like one of these silent, from the 1920s or something film, and there was a dog that hijacked a car. And there's a dog that's driving, and all the police, like, but in the old things, you know how they go very fast, And this dog is going like, and my mother is locked, like, I never saw my mother, like, so happy. No, she's laughing, and I thought to laugh, it's so good to see my mother happy like that. And that kind of a simcha that, normally in life, you don't have like dogs driving cars, and police chasing him and stuff like that. The police aren't even chasing human dogs. Forget about dogs that are dogs. So when a person watches a show, so there's it's a way to get out of the regular life. I used to think, you had these shows that were week after week, like mysteries or different things. And I remember thinking as a little kid, boy, these people really have interesting lives. And stuff like that never happens to me. It never happens to me. Like the things that these people go through. Like I just go to school and the most exciting thing is if I got barbecue potato chips instead of regular. Like that's the most exciting thing that happened to me. But these people, wow, look what's going on and all kinds of things. And like how come Superman never showed up, by us? He always shows up in these other places. I never saw him. And so you understand that for a person to have his structures and his spilas, the movies, the television, to read a book, to read a novel, life is so boring. It's rubbish. There's nothing doing. You take this book, you read this book, and you're like in King Arthur's court. It's terrific. But the truth is that even when you were in King Arthur's court, there wasn't much happening. But all of literature and art and music, it's all this stimulation. And in Darche Chassidus, what the Rebbe is saying is that even that there's something precious to it. That it's a moment of instructions. But like we spoke about in that Torah so many times, okay, so the door of the prison has been opened, but now you have to go somewhere, you have to do something with it. You have to do something. That's tam. But that's what's dangerous about all of that, because the movies are so stimulating. But then what do I do with it? Then what do I do with the stimulation? Certainly, you can't go to the Baruch Shalom with this stimulation, because what is it? They don't know where to go with this stimulation. So that causes a lot of Akmas Nefesh. Same thing with the music. The music gives some sort of a charge, and now what? What do you do with the charge? So a fire that was taken, but it was taken to the menorah. That's what Chassidus means. So if there's a fire, you light a menorah. But what happens if you have a fire and you have no menorah? So that's what happens, is the children are growing up with a fire. Never have children been looking for a fire as much as they are now. So we're getting closer to Mashiach. So the children are looking for a fire, but no one's showing them the way to the menorah. So they have the fire, but they don't see any menorah, so they listen to some crazy music. Or they'll go looking for some crazier, you know, experience. Because they have the fire, but no one's showing them the way to the menorah. That's what the Rebbe's talking about. So the cotton remains in that place. But he says, okay, nu, v'gam zos, he says, v'gam zos toivihi, ki gam bo miskarsha gufo v'nafsho k'tan, the child has a shaykhis to his nefesh. By going through these exciting things, the child has a shaykhis to the nefesh. So if you take your kid, you know, and the kid's having fun, so it's a gewaldige thing. That in itself is a choshev thing. V'anar shemisragish b'lil Pesach. Then the child that's excited Pesach night, because he sees how the house looks different. He sees how beautiful everything is, clean, and how everything looks in the house. And he sees all the candles more than usual. And the most beautiful kelim he sees now. He sees the table is set for Pesach. Gam kein toivhu. So the Rebbe says, this is structures, this is pilus, this is good. This is a good thing, even though the kid might not start, you know, thinking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim and what it means to be a Ben Chayrin and Chayris, and what does it mean, the godless of a Jew. He might not think about that. But this itself, the memories that we have as children, right? that experience of Pesach, which I'm not going to get into why that, you know, the whole Indian now, right? And seeing the waiter standing there, you know, all of these experiences. So kigufo misragish mizeh, right? All the avoided preparing for a yontiv, the avoided for a Pesach. The child's misragish from it. The strongest memories. So when the kid's going through, the kid's not thinking anything about ruchnius at the time, but the experience is a choshev experience. V'nafsho pnimam v'batz betzis, and his nefesh is bubbling inside of us. It's something that comes to life. U'misrageshes v'amiris ha-hagodah. You know, the kid's not thinking. The kid's not thinking, you know, about all the deeper meaning of the Haggadah and so on, but the nigun and the songs, and the family has a certain, you know, way, the Haggadah and the Seder. And that's why we have all these physical things that we do during the Seder. So, you know, so you have the carpus and the salt water, and you have this and that, all these physical things. Ke'ilu, ke'ilu. To get you into that ke'ilu. So the kid doesn't get to the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. It's true, the kid isn't much of a shaykhus to that. But the ke'ilu itself is good. You know, the experience itself is something that the nefesh in the world of Kedusha is being awakened. Misrageshes by Miris HaGodol Omra Ma'at Bislavus L'Hashem. Avshen Yudeh Ma'azev Al-Ma'azev Ezeh. The kid doesn't know what it means. He's HaGodol and saying it slowly. The Kavonis Halpi Darko Shana Reitzim B'Kuntris Ezeh Lahargilas B'nei HaNor B'Darach Achsidis Nechutze Hilochem. We have to think more always about this Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko that the Rebbe's been speaking about from the beginning. Al Pidarko. You have to go with the Derech of the child. And the child doesn't understand the meaning of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. He doesn't understand the Haggadah on a deeper level and what it's all about. But his Derech is to move him through these experiences. And that his experiences should be in the world of Yiddishkeit. That's where he should experience the excitement. That's where he should experience the Hisrakshas. V'ef shalahem acheres, and there's no other way to do it with children. Me'acher nowadays, why? Me'acher shekodmul his bager, because nowadays the kids are already looking for these. They're already looking for the thrill that we spoke about. They're looking for excitement from the earliest age. They're growing up too fast. V'hargishosayim is kadmul lifol, and their hargoshes, their emotions are rushing ahead at an early age, before they have the seichel to understand. Va'afim lo yiskashu betzem nishmasam. And even though the child is not going to go, is not going to necessarily connect in the etzem of his neshama and his on a soul level with this, it's not going to bring him to the level of neshama through this physical experience. in Yiddishkeit. Below Yislavu Islavus Napshis Amitis Rakufanis, even though the whole Islavus is only physical, it's just very simple. And that's why he says you'll see a child that's chuckling and a child that's and the child is like, he's acting like he's into it. So it's the foolish, it would be a foolish thing to tell a child that's chuckling this and that, to tell him, to go over and say, come on, you don't really feel anything. Certainly not when he's little, maybe he's a little bit older, in a very subtle way. Because the fact that the child, is getting physically involved in a mitzvah, or in tefillah, even though he doesn't know what he's saying. You see the kid shuckling, so you ask him, what does it mean? You want to prove to the kid that he's shuckling for nothing. So you say, what does it mean? Because I don't know. So what are you shuckling about? That's not right. That's not fair. It's not fair. The shuckling means that he's getting physically engaged in this thing, which he knows is for Hashem. He doesn't know what it means, but he knows it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's business. That's good. I mean, not in a way that obviously makes a scene or something. He has to learn how to be a tzanua, But still, he knows it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. And that's good. Gam kein toiv hu. It's also good. Kevin shemakdusha misragesh. Because he has the instructions from being in shul. He has the instructions from, not from the words, but from being in shul, from being with the siddur, from a niggun. He gives him instructions. He likes to dance. He doesn't know what it means. And if you ask him, he doesn't understand. It's not holiness. So as they begin to get older, right? So as the children grow, so we can begin to say, no kinderlach, a little bit more with the niggun, a little bit more, let's understand. But when you see this in children, so it's not silly. It's a very good thing. Because what's causing it to be misragish? What's causing it to be misragish is kedusha, and his ragshus gufonis makdusha ubo miskasher uchse yigdal yekel aliyas chosid emes. This child who already from the beginning, his experiences, his excitement, is in these things of kedusha. It'll be easier for him as he grows up, as he gets older. It'll be easier for him to be a chosid emes, an emes tikkur chosid. His instructions, his pilus is from these things. It's from these things. So there is a difference between watching a little kid going crazy over a baseball card and a little kid going crazy over a gadol card. Because you, as a mature person, you say, oh, God, this thing is really not, this is silly, gadolim cards, and what do you really know about this gadol? You're fighting, I'll trade you one ramosha for two of these, Right? and even though you could say, okay, in a chenam, like we spoke about a few weeks ago, what happens to these children when they grow up? There has to be a careful shmir of all the children. But the kind of instructions, the kind of experiences that a kid will have in May Sharmer in Williamsburg as a 7, 8, 9 year old, those experiences, the physical experiences that he has, are different from the physical experiences that the children will have over here. That doesn't mean it's going to necessarily, the kid over here might end up being a tzaddik and that kid could end up in trouble. Doesn't mean that could end up, but it's a good beginning. The problem is how do you take care of that fire? Not all the parents there are doing that. and then you have situations where it might not start off in the right way, but it's being taken care of in a better way later on. But it's a good thing to begin. It's a good thing to begin that way. In other words, that kid is getting all excited because this Rebbe came from Eretz Yisrael now, and the blocks are packed with people carrying torches, and they're greeting and they have signs up all over, Bruchim Haboyim, Tzadik Boliir. It's still better than being at the Yankee Parade at the way after the World Series, no? It's still more chashiv, you would say. I think we're all masking. That it's more chashiv, and the child sees 10,000 Jews lined up on the streets greeting a tzaddik. That makes a reishim on a child, and it opens up. He knows that this excitement is connected to the Yiddishkeit. Whereas the other one that they gave him off, the parents winked and they let him go to the Yankee Parade, and he's standing there, or his father's taking him. He's proud of his boy, and they go there, and they're, you know, and they're watching Derek Jeter wave from the car, and the kids, and they're misragish, and everybody's chuckling and closing their eyes, and this avoida, you know, there's a difference. You gotta admit, there's a difference. There's a big difference. There's rakshas, there's pilas. So everybody says, nah, the chassidim is not for me. The chassidim, okay, I'm not saying the chassidim in Williamsburg or Meir Sharm. I'm not talking about the social thing. I'm not talking about the clothing of the shtraim. I'm talking about playing and pashut. That's what the kids, that's the only kind of, that's the only time in those, in the lives of those little kids that they're going to line up for a parade. They're not going to a Yankee parade. Nobody goes to a Mets parade, but to Yankee parade, they're not going to a Yankee parade. Right? They're not gonna go to that. But they see when a tzaddik comes to Eretz Yisrael, tzaddik bali ir. Ooh. The vision of the Rebbe comes to Muncie for a Shabbos in Williamsburg. And the children stand there, and they're fighting to get a, and then it's always interesting. You know, when you're with people who are more enlightened like ourselves, and you go to a tish, so they look at the chassidim with derision. What kind of pushing and shoving? What's the matter with you? Oh, if it would be by the Yankee, if it would be by the World Series, the fact that you're standing someplace in the by general admission, and people are screaming and yelling, you say, this is the derech, this is the true path. If you really love the Yankees, you will push and shove. If you really love this team, you will be meisa nefesh for the team. But I always found that, but when the enlightened come in the day, and they see the chassidim are getting a little rough, look at these uncivilized people. Look how uncivilized they are. I mean, think about it. Look how uncivilized they are. Because what? Because you're marching and they're marching. We're all marching. And that's good. The only chilik is, to what tune are they marching and to what tune are we marching? That's the only chilik. Right? So that kid's standing there, and the tzaddik's coming, and you know, you're standing there, dum, 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 that's the chilek. But everybody's marching to a different niggun. That's all. So, we all have to, an elachid has to admit that there's a chilek. There's gotta be a chilek. There's gotta be a chilek. Right? So we were in Yerushalayim, by the Ger Rebbe's, by the Chasna, and you see kids that like, you see adults that like are risking their lives, standing like, you know, climbing up to some place, like standing, and if a wrong wind comes, he's a goner. Look at this, like these chassidim are going like climbing into these places that, where no man has gone before. What? Because to get a better look, a better sympathy, be able to see, you know. So again, so the people who are enlightened to think this is, these people, they're crazy. They're crazy. He does that. They're doing it for Yiddishkeit. They're doing it for Yiddishkeit, and the other guy's doing it for just a physical thing, for nothing. It doesn't go anywhere. Say Nechanami. In the beginning, it's a physical experience. But the Rebbe says, but it'll be easier for him to be an Emzdik Chosid later in life. It's a lot harder for our kids to get into Madregas, even though, Baruch Hashem, many of them are succeeding and they're working hard, but they'll tell you themselves that it's a lot harder. Because they feel that they're fighting against the current. They're not going with the current. And that's what I spoke about a few weeks ago. If you get one of these Jews, like one of these Chassidish Yidden, so I mentioned a few weeks ago that even though sometimes, God forbid, he himself, the father, is not going in the right way. And he looks like, he's like, but for the kid will do everything to get the kid to be a tzaddik. No matter what, the kid, he wants his kid to be a tzaddik. And you could, and I said that a few weeks ago, you could try that. You could find one of these guys, Hashem Yerachim, could be the biggest oisvar. The biggest oisvah that you would never go and do what he does with, or what he's involved in. Mit the brood and pace. You would never do it. And you'll meet his kid and you can't believe it. The kid's like a Malach Hashem Tzavakas. And the father would never, ever, ever, the father would tell you is that if my kid turns out like me, I would kill myself. I'd kill myself. I want my kid. He's making a big mistake because he thinks he's not. But if my kid would turn out like me, it's not like he takes his kid for that trip. He wants his kid to be a tzaddik. It's a very big chiluk. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. It's a big chiluk. He wants his kid to have that kind of instructions. Not, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, my son's a Yankee fan. And they both put on Yankee uniforms and they go to the parade together. That's my boy. You see that? Of course, I'm exaggerating a little. So this is a big. be an emes tikkun chosid as he gets older. It'll be easier for him. Vehim anar hamaschal gemar b'toisvis meivin ayisam kamesha meivin hagol. Same thing, a child doesn't understand gemar and toisvis the same way as an adult, and a child doesn't understand the world the same way as an adult understands. But it's good that he's saying the gemar and toisvis. It's good that he's learning. It's good that he's learning. But you're not going to say, listen, you don't really understand toisvis, so you might as well not look at toisvis. What we say is, do your best, and it's good that you're thinking about a toisvis. The fact that you didn't get it right, it's okay. You'll get it when you're older. But you're in toisvis. So what are you going to tell a kid that the kid, because the kid doesn't always get the right pshat in toisvis, you know better, you should forget about that and read some Stephen King novel. Because that you're going to understand. But you have to be crazy to say such a thing. My kid's learning toisvis, Baruch Hashem. So it's, even if he's not getting it right all the time, he'll get it right. But this is what he's doing, and he's talking over toisvis instead of talking over some silliness. Mikomokom gamze toivu. Therefore, even the beginner's gemara, even though he doesn't get it so much in the beginning, but still, the gambeli mudav havanasa zumeskashu betoyre. But through this limud and through this havan, he makes a hiskashus betoyre. He makes a hiskashus betoyre. His soul becomes attached to Torah. That's why I'm going to tell you something really, really radical that I could probably be arrested for saying over here. But it's okay. But it's because it's the way of the Torah, and there's nothing to apologize about. The truth is that I personally think it would be much better if for the first couple of years the kid would have no English in school at all. Nothing. Nothing. Just Torah and Avodah. I'm not saying there should never be English, but it should be that it should be mamish from the beginning. With his spilus, with his shrakshus, with an avoider, that my whole life is Torah. And then just slowly a little bit, after 2-3 years, then you start, okay, it's true, we have to learn this, we have to study that, say that. But kodesh, just kula kodesh at the beginning. That the child's whole experience is a Yiddish experience. His whole experience is Jewish at the beginning. But but from the beginning you give him these things, and the kid right away in the little kid's mind, Torah is competing with English. Because social studies, we're doing this project, and today's project sounds more interesting than today's pasuk. It's a problem. It's not really, no project could be as interesting as a pasuk, just it might be that the way the English teacher is a better teacher than the one who's teaching the pasuk. It's not supposed to be that way. But in the mind of a child, we're having a science fair. Because the English stuff, they have all these projects and stuff. And when it comes to Torah, the Rebbe says, Vaidabar Shalom Marishalem. Here we go again. Darbar Bnei's Ramatalayim. But when it comes to the other class, okay, so everybody take out, yesterday's project, and we'll do this and do that. So, okay, so thank God most of the teachers in English are not good either. So, it doesn't happen, like it doesn't get such a, fierce competition. But if there are some good teachers, so then what happens is that the kids like Vaidabar Shalom Yishalayim is not going so well, and it's in a foreign language. It's in a foreign language, which right away, the nature of a person is not to hear it so much, and then you come to the English, so there you are, you're by the Yankees again, and you hear the good stuff, and interesting things, and they're talking about history. It is interesting, and it's good to know. It's nice. It's nothing, but if it would at least give Torah a chance, let it take hold of the neshamas a little bit. Can you imagine if I start a campaign, no English in school until third grade? And just think about that, what that would mean. Go share it with your wives and brothers, this latest thing that we spoke about. But if you don't think forget about all the politics and all the other things and certifications and boards, I don't know, all that stuff. Just plain, push it. To make Hashem Yisbarach happy. That sounds like it would be the best thing. Give Torah, it should be only Torah. Only Torah and only Tefillah. And take him on trips. A father, take him on trips to see Yiddish things, to go to Jewish neighborhoods, take him to see the Baba Rebbe Sukkah. But take him on trips, 100%. Projects, 100%. All the modern things. Whatever you could do to get them excited. Then Yiddishkeit has already been ignited, And now after a couple of years, then we'll have some social studies and other stuff. Some science. I'll tell you something else. The kid could still end up passing the regents. He's still end up passing the regents. This whole thing, like, it's no, what are we doing? What are we doing? He's being, he'll never get a job. He'll never get into a college. That's also silly. It's not even true. When my Yosher Zelig started in Cheder, they didn't have for the first thing, there was no English at all. And it was a whole tumult. It was fine with me. It was fine with me. And I went to college, I went to graduate school, I understand the whole Indian, but it was fine with me. So he could hold his own with anybody in the English stuff. He's fine. Then it seems that, children are able to catch up. They're okay. Adults slow down a lot, but kids are fine. But at least that way it would be kulatar. That's the right thing to do, but we can't do. Our hands are tied. Our hands are tied by gullus. And there's nothing that we could do. But that's the right way. So we'll continue to Shem next week to finish up the Hagdam. Sorry, Shchaidish.